Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
Love is described and defined by the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. This man of God knew that unless love was the motivation of life, then not much of anything was of value. The apostle knew that unless love was the motive behind all of his words, they were just noise. If he had great spiritual powers, wisdom, and knowledge, but did not use them out of a love for God and others, he really didn't have anything. He declared that if love was not the motive for any sacrifice that he would make, then whatever the sacrifice, it accomplished nothing. I would invite you to join me as we discuss the subject of love today. Enjoy the song shared today.
I know a story, I know that it's true. And if you listen, I'll tell it to you. How something changed me and made me new. Talking about the love of God. A love that gave me a song to sing. That made my winters turn into spring. That gave new meaning to everything. Talking about the love of God. Not long ago, my rebel heart wanted to doubt him. But now I know that I'd be nothing without him. Though I might stumble when courage is gone, still there is something that beckons me on. A mighty tower to lean upon. Talking about the love of God. Not long ago, my rebel heart wanted to doubt him. But now I know that I'd be nothing without him. Though I must stumble when courage is gone, still there is something that beckons me on. A mighty tower to lean upon. Talking about the love of God. Talking about the love of God.
So much of the scriptures surround the subject of love. And it's no wonder the Apostle John wrote, God is love. He goes on to tell us that we know how to love because of God. Without God, there would be no love shared between us in any relationship. God is its source, according to the Holy Scriptures, and out of God's abiding love within us, then we love others. We love our wives, our husbands, parents and children, friends, and even our foes. Jesus said in John 3:16 that God's love was expressed through his sending him to save the world from the condemnation of sin. The precious gift of salvation and eternal life are given out of a love for mankind. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. It is 1 Corinthians 13 that gives us particular characteristics about the nature of God and this human emotion. Love does some things. Love doesn't allow other things to be in our lives. Love leads us in certain ways, and love protects us from hurting ourselves and others. It is love that enables us to do and be far more than we think possible. Love is complex. It has great potential. Love removes boundaries. It makes life enjoyable and livable. Love brings out the very best of humanity. Love is a combination of many great attributes that God has placed within humanity. The Apostle Peter places love as the greatest and foremost of all the Christian graces. It is something that we grow into as faith develops within us. He writes, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. Blessings are pronounced upon every person who have these qualities in life and have them in an abundance. We need to read Paul's description of love before we use all of our time today. And so here it is. Here's the way the Bible describes love. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. We cannot possibly take each and every one of these descriptive terms and consider all the messages that they contain for us, but we can begin today to look carefully at these various qualities and then examine our own lives to see if love really abides within our hearts. We cannot say in one breath that we love someone and with the very next word attack their character. That isn't love, for love doesn't allow such. We cannot be hateful, rude, and self-centered and then term ourselves a loving person. Such behaviors contradict love itself. Keeping a storeroom full of past events and words, mistakes, and the sins of others serves only for the purpose of revenge. Love doesn't do that. Love lets the past die. Love seeks to do the right thing. Harboring the wrongs done in the past will only strip away any potential for goodwill to be present. Love is something that builds and grows as we share and we care for others. It builds a foundation of respect so that trust and hope, endurance, keeps us going toward that which is good and right. I would suggest today that we all take the love test. All we need to do is read 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8, as we did, and then do some very serious examination of our attitudes. Listen to our words, examine them, and then take inventory of our behavior. So often we want to help others take this test, and there's time for that, and a time when it's appropriate. But first, Jesus would teach us to get right in our own eyes before we seek to help the other person. Otherwise, we might be trying to remove a speck out of our brother's eye when we have a log in our own. The Apostle John helps us to follow the example of our Lord Jesus Christ when he instructs us to in this way. Now, love shouldn't be just in words, just not with the tongue only, but with actions and in truth. And so we love with deeds. Take that love test today. If you're passing, great blessings will come to you and to others around you.
Jesus, be Jesus in me.
And I lay it at your feet. My life is yours. Please take control. Fill me and make me complete.
Jesus in me. Jesus, be Jesus in me. No longer me, but thee. Resurrection power, fill me this hour. Jesus, be Jesus in me.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com. or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.